QSC, QSC, QSC. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours of local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 MHz, offset of 600 kilohertz and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q.
KF6Q, K6GVL.
K6GVL, Ron, go ahead.
I would just like to let everybody know that Gordon West on Monday evenings at 8:15 is conducting a simplex net, basically to check the coverage of a simplex in the Southern California area. And we have a relay on the rim during that time. And it's been quite informative and nice to talk to Mr. West.
On, and would that be on 146.520? Is that the frequency he's using?
He's using 144.330.
All right, good deal. Sounds like good information. Thanks, Ron. And that's good to know. We try to do that once in a while up here, too, in the valley. So, good deal. Any other announcements for the net? Please come down. Hearing done. Let's see here. We are discussing CW stuff. It's been ongoing. Got a couple of little training sessions going on out there. Also, going to talk to a couple other items here from the December issue of QST. A neat little article there about the Pacificon. Actually, a wrap up on that. And if you weren't able to get up to Santa Clara, there's a couple of different things that they had up there, so we'll go over that a little bit. Anyway, good information there, and got a couple other things too. We have time. All right, but before we begin, let's call our roster, starting with WB6CLZ Mike.
Tom, good evening, and good evening to the net. This is WB6TLZ. Hey, Tom, I have an interesting little off-topic thing, too, about something I found on one of my condo associations that we work for today. If you give me a couple of minutes later, it's kind of cool.
Not a problem, Mike. If you want, we can lead off with that before we get involved with the other stuff. So, always good information here. It'll go with stuff that goes on a little tech tip, I guess we could call it. Anyway, thanks, Mike, for being out there. How about WB6CIN, Cindy?
Good evening, Tom. This is WB6CIN.
Good evening, Cindy. I think you guys are both down there in Placentia. Sounding good. Good radio signal into the repeater tonight. How about KA6CIA, George? Yeah, no George there. Hopefully his radio's not broken. Let's see, next I have KE6RJ and KE6QI. And nothing heard there. Alrighty, moving on down to KJ6ACS Mike. And nothing heard, WA6ITC Rod.
Hey, from Balmy Lake Williams, WA6ITC.
Call me. I don't know. dark out. I couldn't tell what it is. Good evening, Ron. Thanks for being out there and joining us this evening. Appreciate that. Next I have KJ6, FIL, Mike.
Good evening, KJ6, FIL.
There he is, and I can always tell when you're a little bit further away from the microphone. Thanks for being with us, Mike, from Redlands this evening. Let's see, well, we have KJ6, KDL, Jim was en route. Don't know if he's still out there. And KJ6, KDK, Rosemary. We had a double there.
Yeah, that must have been Rosemary.
It's interesting how always somebody waits exactly the same time twice in a row. Anyway, we got you both in here. I'm sure that's, we got Jim and Rosemary in there, so. All right, next moving down the list here, I have KI6 IQA Kelly. And nothing heard. How about K9 AOG Steve? Nothing heard. And of course, we have K6 GBL Ron.
This is Ron, K6 GBL from beautiful downtown Green Valley Lake.
Speaking from on top of the penthouse suite. Good evening there, Ron. Thanks for being out there. Appreciate that. How about 86TL Harold from Riverside?
Evening, 86TL.
All right, Harold. Thanks for being out there, checking in this evening. Let's see. Moving on down here, I have KJ6PYB Dave.
Good evening, Tom on the net. KJ6PYB. Check in. Sugarloaf.
Well, good evening there, Dave. Thanks for being out there. Appreciate you joining us every Tuesday. Next, I have W6JLM Judith and W6KMM Ken, but I know they're out of range as she is recovering down there, I believe, in the Costa Mesa area from her surgery. Anyway, best wishes. Last we heard, she is doing fine. Okay, K6YNW, Chris.
Howdy, K6YNW.
Hey, good evening, Chris. Thanks for joining us from the low desert area out there. How about W6POO Chip?
Good evening, Tom and Ness. This is W6POO here. No traffic.
Well, good evening, Chip. And I think Mike's going to talk about you tonight. Hi, hi. Something about CW. Anyway, I said I can see everything, but I don't know about W. All right, KD6OEN Bill. And as an early, let's see, don't know if she's available, it's been pretty busy. How about WA6DLB Donna? And as an early, how about KJ6QYN Shelley, Apple Valley?
KJ6QYN Mobile, Apple Valley. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Shelley. Thanks for joining us out there from Apple Valley. Appreciate that. Next, I don't know if he's out there, it's NQ7RD. I think I got that right. Rick.
Yes, sir, you got that right. NQ7RD here in Corona now. Throwing a curveball at you. Hope I'm making it.
You're in there solid, Rick. And, of course, well, we never know where you're at there, but thanks for checking in, no matter where you're at. Appreciate that. All right, next on my left here, I think we have AE6CK, Victor.
Good evening, Tom and Renette. Victor Santana speaks.
Well, good evening there, Victor, and thanks for checking in from Santa Fe Springs. Good seeing you at the BBARC Christmas dinner. Actually, all of you out there that were there, it was pretty cool. Anyway, next I have KA6ROD Rod.
Good evening, Tom and the Net, K6ROD.
Good evening, Rod from Moon Ridge. Thanks for being out there. Let's see, KB6LTY, Christie, Apple Valley. And are there, how about W6JET, Rob? And nothing heard. How about KJ6RAY, Ray? And nothing heard. All right, that is pretty much my list. Updated somewhat here. And as messy as it is, I think I got everybody out there. Anybody else who would like to check in for this evening, please come back to KF6Q, net control.
No. This is KK6ECO, Lee Lyson to Allen.
HCS.
VZ.
W6YNF, Matt.
All right, got a lot of them there. YNF, Matt, got you checked in here, thanks. And I got WB6PVZ, Ray. Got you in there, ACS. And then I had Alan. Alan, you want to come back real quick?
AK6BCO.
All right, got you in there, Alan. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else? I believe I got everybody there. Please come back. Net control.
Whiskey Echo.
Whiskey Echo, good evening. Thanks for joining us again. Appreciate you. I think you're coming out there. You're hitting a repeater good. I know you're quite a distance away.
Indio, California, November 6th, Whiskey Echo. Thanks for the check in.
All right, got you checked in here. Anybody else? Please come back.
W6CYS.
W6CYS, John. Hopefully not in Oakland Valley on his bike. Good evening, John. Thanks for being out there. Anybody else? I think I got everybody in there. Appreciate all the check-ins, and of course we'll try to get our list updated a little bit from time to time as we get people that are in there just about every week. Anyway, Mike, well, let's start out with little tech. Let's go, the tech hour tech thing. Little work tip. What happened with that? Let's get that real quick.
Hey, Tom, a little bit off topic, but very interesting. As most of you or some of you know, I'm an electrical contractor, and all I do anymore mostly is lighting maintenance, north, central, and west Orange County, kind of small and happy work. Hi. Well, we were out at one of our condo associations today, and I was setting the timers, and one of them had tripped out, and the TFI tripped for a pool and a small timer for the pool light and spa light. So I reset it, and darn thing tripped out again. Went out and started troubleshooting, isolated it down to where it was the pool light. But as I was doing that, I actually got the GFI to hold in for maybe 15, 20, 30 seconds, one time maybe even a minute before I got there. Well, as I'm out troubleshooting, I walk out by the conduit that goes under into the what we call the umbilical cord for the pool light. It's a rubber cord that goes down into the pool light. Then it's in a copper junction box required by code. But around the conduit for this box, here's five or six, Cindy says six, earthworms crawling out of the ground. And I know I've heard before that people sometimes stick probes in the ground and you know, crank a mega or something to produce electricity. First time it's ever happened to me. So just very strange to see worms crawling out of the ground around a piece of conduit. Anyway, just a little interesting thing that I ran into today and wanted to throw it out there just to kind of let people know what can happen. Good idea for a GFI on this one, because if not, if it would have been in the summer, that pool light was probably hot. Back to you, Tom.
So, Mike, basically, were the worms shorting it out, or are you just giving us another tip there before we go fishing on how to get the worms out of the ground there? Were they actually tripping the GFI?
Negative. In reality, the pool light had shorted to the case of the shell of the pool light, which was grounded, but it just wasn't, there wasn't a good ground or something. I don't actually change the pool lights in the umbilical cord. I leave that to the pool guys. No, it's just a good way to get the worms out of the ground. Hi. Yeah, it was not the worms. It was the worms crawling out of the ground. No, they didn't cause the fault. It was something in the light itself.
Probably didn't like the all that electricity for grounding going through them. Quite possibly there. Well, anyway, yeah, pretty interesting deal there. Alrighty, well, let's see here. Before we get started, is there any great things happening out there with space weather? And has it caused any great propagation things where we can really get out there and DX?
Oh, not at this time, Tom. A little bit of a lull, as I've been reporting more than not. Sunspot number is 44, and our solar flux index is last time I looked, 97 solar flux units. So, really, not much happening, and not anything that space weather is talking about on the near horizon. So, I haven't really had time for DX. It's busy time of the year. But let's see if somebody else has some good DX or some really neat stuff they want to report. I know I heard on the morning rag shoe a couple days ago, I think it was Lanny, was on 17 meters and had worked, two or three good DX stations, and a couple of the other guys had mentioned it too. Back to you, Tom.
More good deal. As those conditions change all the time, I know that on our ECS net last night, 39.87 and a half, the propagation was really bad, and just here in the local area, so it changes all the time. Well, anyway, well, Mike, let's see here. I know that Clint's probably not out there. He hasn't been out there, been able to reach us in the evening, as he's in Tida. So let's look at the, you have some CW you've been still working with Chip out there. Any updates?
Yeah, Tom, as a matter of fact, Chip and I have been kind of playing around on 40 meters in the afternoon and a couple times in the morning after the rag queue on 75 that we have. I've got a little time, so Chip and I meet on 40 meters to play a little bit CW. We're both trying to get our speed up and trying to get our comprehension up. And nowadays, trying to work through a lot of that QRM and QRF, 40 meters in the afternoons has just been really lousy. So we're playing a little games here and there, and I think I'll let Chip kind of describe some of the stuff that he's been getting into, and then we'll talk about the little strange CW QSO that we had. Back over to you, Tom. Maybe you can send it over to Chip, and he can say a few words.
Yeah, okay, so Q here, Tech Tuesday, and the group. Well, Jimmer, there, go ahead and tell us the story there. Back to W6POO, Chip.
Hi, good evening to Tom, Mike, and the group. Well, I just wanted to get my code back up, and Mike's been very gracious to dedicate some time, as he's indicated, in the afternoon and sometimes in the morning. And the main thing is I just sort of stick to it. I try to do it every day, 5 days a week. And whether I get together with Tom or I'll just put out a CQ sometimes to see if I can find somebody out there. The main thing is to keep at it. It's definitely is like learning a foreign language. And I, of course, never send anything faster than you can receive. You do a quick reset. And also, I'll listen to the code schedule on W1AW, which is, you can find it on the net, and you can find it on AWRL's homepage. And they have a whole schedule for when they send, I think, about 5 words per minute. And you can get it on 20 and 40 meters, 7.0475 or 14.0475. And I've been listening a lot to that as well. So the main point is to, if you have interesting code, find somebody who's interested in teaching. And just like I said, it's like it's a foreign language. You have to really be kind of tenacious on it. and I'm probably up to about, I guess, it's between 7 to 8 words per minute now. And it's very gratifying. It's something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and I'm enjoying it. Brings a little interesting, different twist to the hobby. So back to you. This is W6POO.com.
Oh, good information there, Chip. Yeah, I'm going to send it back to Mike. Mike, you said you had an interesting story. Go ahead.
Well, you know, conditions on the low bands have just been crummy. I mean, just nasty, nasty QRN, atmospheric noise. We've been getting QSB, which just takes out half a letter and half a word and comes back in strong, and a little bit of QRF. We're using a frequency that some of the QRPers use now and then, and sometimes they don't hear us, or we don't hear them, or the receiver set a little bit too wide or something, and we get a little QRM too. So last couple of times it's just been really, really nasty. So I came up with the idea. I gave Chip a landline. I know that's the easy way out. Asked him if he had a speakerphone, and he did. I have a speakerphone here in the shack / office. And so what we did is I put my transceiver on test mode, which doesn't transmit, but you still get your CW side tone. And Chip did basically the same thing. Put our speakers next to the speaker phone and had some landline CW, which was really cool. Perfect copy. No QRM, except occasionally Chip or I would cough or make a noise or something like that. You know, that's really the only QRM that we were getting. So it was really cool. So anybody that has a speakerphone or some side of sort of a setup like that, and let me reset. ID at the same time, WB6CLZ. Anybody with a speakerphone can do the same thing if they have a code practice oscillator or if they have a transceiver that you can either turn your power down, put it in the dummy load, or just put it in the test mode or whatever your particular radio has to make it to where it doesn't transmit. So anybody that's wanting to learn the Morse code that kind of doesn't have anybody that has radios but still wants to play Morse code, that's a really neat thing that you can do and still actually, transmit back and forth. We still use procedures back and forth, you know, the back to you, the K, KN, and, thanks for the QSO and all of that. But it's just really cool when conditions are really, really bad, like they were the last couple times we tried. That was a very viable alternative. Back to you now.
Well, that's kind of one way of getting around a QRN, I see. But anyway, while we're talking about CW and all that stuff, I noticed also in this month's, which is December issue, QST, there's always a article in here, kind of like a column, monthly column, Vintage Radio by John Dilks, and it's K2TQN. Of course, you can always reach him through his email, K2TQN, at ARRL.org. And they have an old 1950s era two-tube, one of them is just a rectifier. It's a kit. It's been kind of back out there again for novices. It was a CW kit, basically a transmitter only, and we're using a little 6V6 tube, a very popular tube. Pretty cool for a lot of contacts on 80 meters. And of course, this is back in the days of where the novice could use this for building up his code. They're anywhere from $100 to $200. Back in that day, back then, they were $25. And of course, if you look at this thing, you may even have a lot of this stuff in a junk box. But you can also get them out there on eBay. There's a lot of other sources here of people with tips on where to get parts. So pretty cool, Mike. Don't know if you saw that in there. And they had this partnered up here. I guess he was using a Helicrafters S38 receiver and a classic J38 straight key ready to go. That bring back memories, Mike. KF6Q.
I'm looking at a J38 right now, and I have an S38C model in the garage waiting to be restored. So, yeah, it does bring back memories. I had an AT1, heat kit AT1. But I like I say, back in the day, I didn't play much CW. It was mostly 2 meter AM. And then I found girls and ham radio went away. Back to you, Tom.
You know, interesting too, as many things were done back then too for versatility. Of course, you were able to change out some of the coils and the crystal. Back then, if you want to change frequencies, you could change the crystal, change the loading coil, maybe, and end up tuning with everything else and go to a different band. So that was pretty neat, but that was the way it was done. There was, you know, this is real simple, no VFOs. Definitely no phase locked loops, that's for sure. So, well, anyway, pretty neat stuff. Well, anyway, Mike, Pacificon was up north here in Santa Clara. I don't think I made it. I think a lot of us didn't. Pretty neat little ham fest type deal up there. And Mike, you want to go ahead and lead us off on that?
Sure, Tom. For those that don't know, Pacificon this year was the 2012 ARRL National Convention, and that was up in Santa Clara, Central California. 3-day event, I think it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And gosh, they had an audience of about 2,500. They had forums, they had lectures, the ARRR Expo, which I think is radio designers and radio companies showing off their wares. And they say an occasional airborne affair, such as, and I guess they had one of the astronauts, that was Dr. Lee Morin, KF5DDB. He was there, kind of spent a lot of time with hams and the kids. It sounds like he was really a high point of that. But they had ARISS contacts through the satellites, parachute mobile antennas, and I guess Felix Baumgartner skydive was dropped from 24 miles on a skydive on Sunday afternoon. So so pretty cool. A lot of other stuff going on too. Back to you, Tom.
Oh yeah, pretty neat when they set up an event like this, and you know, of course, sometimes we can't make it to these events, so it's always neat to see what the coverage is. You know, through the magazine, they'll give us a lot of the neat stuff there. It's better if we can be there. And of course, with all this, usually there's a flea market or a swap meet or a ham fest swap meet, depending what you want to call it. A lot of stuff there, very reasonably priced, good deals, anywhere from soldering irons to probably microscopes, so who knows. But anyway, pretty neat stuff, and of course, unfortunately this year, if you do not know by now, the Desert Rats were unfortunately had to cancel their Ham Fest coming up at the end of January, so hopefully they'll be able to do that in 2014. So, well, anyway, Mike, pretty neat stuff here. Anyway, and Chip, what would you say, how long have you, and Chip, just real quick, you've been working on this now about, what, a week or two, and do you feel that your speed's getting a lot better, or do you think it's still going to be a while? Just as a thought, to see what 2 weeks of just working out there, working out a little bit, what has it done for you in 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks, and I would say it's come up probably from about 4 words to 7 words per minute. And some days it kind of a few steps backwards, but by and large it's progressive. And like I said before, the main thing is to try to make a schedule that you can stick to, and you know, and stick to it, and you'd be surprised how fast it picks up, because I knew code back in the late 60s. And kind of like the bicycle thing, it does come back. Back to you, Tom, W6POO.
KG6QLT for a break.
QLT, go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen, and I do appreciate you gentlemen getting the word out about our unfortunate situation here at our Ham Fest. And Unfortunately, the county steps in and they do their thing, and we've been expecting this for some time, but we didn't know when. Well, now we know when. But I can promise you this, a year and 3 months from now, 2014, when we put on the next one, hopefully it'll be bigger and better, and we're at a location where it's 5 times greater than what the barn is currently, our QTH. So I thank you for your help, and I will help get the word out, and I will be on your next net to make a formal announcement. Our people are hard at it getting the word out, so we want to get the word out to all of you so you'll know what's coming down.
Okay, well, I really appreciate, you know, that you're working so hard on that and trying to get this for the following year. So sorry it didn't happen for you this year, but, you know, that's just one of those things that happens. So anyway, good deal, and we will try to help get the word out so others actually don't end up driving out there. I think that's the main thing. All righty, appreciate that. Well, anyway, is there any more information? Go ahead.
Thank you for that, KD6QLT, and appreciate the help.
Okay, roger that. All right, well, KF6Q here, Tech Tuesday, and the group. Well, anyway, well, Mike, pretty neat stuff. I think we've had a couple of events. We do have, a couple things coming up in January. What's on the calendar for us nearby in January? Let's see, I think we have one event, and pretty much that kind of clears it out for a while.
Yeah, Tom, I'm not really sure about the January calendar. I haven't even had a chance to take a look at it. I got it?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, one more quickie on Pacificon. They're talking about this guy, Rem O'Donnelly, K6BBQ. Yeah, that's barbecue, K6BBQ. I just worked him last week on 40 meters CW, and I just got looking at his QSL card here. He has got a semi-recumbent tricycle with a solar cell, a photovoltaic panel on the back, rig in the front, microphone in his right hand, and he rides around on this thing calling CQ and working people on mostly HF, CW, and HF voice communication. Really cool. You guys should look him up if you have internet access. Very interesting. But yeah, just worked the guy last week on 40, and just within about 3-4 days got a QSL card. So I guess he was at Pacificon riding around in his little rig there and showing everybody his wares. Back to you, Tom.
That's excellent information. Basically coming up January 15th to January 25th, that will be in January. There are other items in January, nothing close by. Probably the next closest would be in North Texas, Fort Worth area. But other than that, and that also, let's see, North Texas, January 18th through 19th. So anyway, January 15th through the 25th, annual Ham Fest out there at Quartzsite. And a lot of people out there, a lot of vendors, a lot of everybody out there. So at least there is, that is still happening in January. So anyway, well, anybody out there with any questions or comments, please be, come back to KF6Q as we are getting close to closing the net. All right, Mike, hearing none, any closing comments? Back to WB6CLZ. From KF6Q in the group.
Well, kind of a nice net, kind of interesting information. And, yeah, I see the contest corral, and I'm looking around through the contest, too. And quite a few contests the rest of the month here. Nothing that really jumps out and grabs me other than Straight Key Night, January 1st. Stu Perry 160 meter contest on the 29th. Let's see, and a few other interesting. Ricky Roundup on the 16th. And
had a few other little ones, but nothing. Oh, on the 8th, we have the 10-meter contest, so everybody kind of look for that. Maybe we'll have some good conditions this year. That's about all for this end, Tom. Back to you, and maybe we'll want to close the net, because I think we put out a lot of information tonight in a short amount of time. Back to you, Tom.
Okay, Mike, good information there. Yeah, and I love the contests, which are always happening out there. Kind of neat. Even if you don't participate, if you could listen in, you kind of get the hang of what's going on and how it's done. And Chip, maybe you can participate in Straight Key Night if you get your speed up there real quick. You got about a month. Oh, he says, no. Anyway, pretty cool stuff. Always stuff happening out there with DME and all the different bands and different contests. So we will try to get a supplement starting this next year on the contest, what's happening on the upcoming week, what happened in the weekend prior, kind of just a little update, real hard, quick and fast, but just keep some information out there on contesting. It's always a lot of fun. All right, well, one last call for any comments or questions or suggestions. This is KF6Q and Tech Tuesday in the group. All right, hearing none, we'll always hang out here for a while, as we always do. Mike, thanks for all your help. Love to have everybody out there. Chip, thanks for all the information and good luck with all your progress. Appreciate that. I want to thank everybody who checked in this evening and all our guests who also checked in. Appreciate that. Hopefully you can join us 1 week from tonight. A little forewarning, December 24th, Christmas Eve, there will be no Tech Tuesday. Okay, a little forewarning. We have to make room for Santa Claus coming down the chimney, so there's a lot of preparations there. Anyway, so we'll close in the net for this evening. This is QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net. Closing the net. 1900 hours, 37 minutes, our time here. Also, once again, appreciate everybody joining us, and we'll always try to keep good information coming to you every week, and every week that we can. Everybody have a good evening. This is KF6Q, returning the repeater back to normal use.